All right. We should have sound. We should have projectors. And everybody should have a pen or a pencil and an outline or a handout. And I will tell all of you older than Awana age kids, I did not do one with all the blanks filled in tonight. Because if the children can figure out how to fill in all the blanks, I think you can too. So no cheat sheets tonight. So we all get to work hard, we all get to fill in the blanks, and we all got to answer questions. So I'm going to move around a little bit tonight. I'm going to come down and ask questions, and I'm going to expect people to, like, actually answer. And I might ask the adults for answers, and, you know, interaction is good. So we're going to look at something tonight. We're going to look at what Jesus says, and I got to move this flag. I'm going to move these because I'm looking at that instead of you guys. Uh-oh. I just broke it too. All right. Did anybody not get a handout besides Jordan? And he was handing them out, so I'm not sure how that happened. But like said before, he is a great helper. So we're going to look at something tonight. And the actual title of what we're going to talk about is Just Two Rules. Just Two Rules. So Sparks, do you think you can handle that? If I give you just two rules, do you think you can handle that? Yes? Okay, that's good. Oh wait, you're the TNT. Sparkies, if I give you two rules, do you think you can handle it? Some of you are saying yes, some are, okay. Now adults in the back. This is really simple. Two rules. One, two. Can we handle this? The kids think you can. So okay, we got a fighting chance tonight. We got a fighting chance. So the Bible gives us two rules. The very first thing that I'm going to tell you is God says on these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. So your first question on your handy dandy user friendly handout that you have there is a fill in the dot multiple guess question. Okay. You didn't know this was going to be a test, but it is. Do you think these rules are important for you to understand and obey since God said them? The answer, yes, no, maybe, or I don't know. What do you think? Fill in the dot. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. And if you got a dead pen, borrow your neighbor's after they fill in the dot. Just don't cheat. All right. So, yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Who should we ask first? I'm going to go over here to the Sparks. So, who's not paying attention? Daniel, you're paying attention. If God says that these two rules are important, do you think they're important? If God says this rule's important, do you think it's important? Yes! Everybody else, what do you think?
Yes,
Daniel's correct. Good job, Daniel. So, if God says these two rules are important, I think it's important that we listen to them. Is that a good assumption? Yes, okay. Thank you for interacting. We're starting to get there now. So we're going to read the Bible first. We're going to read the Bible first, and then we're going to talk about it. I'm going to move my computer. If this goes out, we'll fix it in a minute. All right. Let's read the Word of God first. Matthew 22:35-40 is the passage we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's everybody listen really carefully, and I would like everybody to look up here because even the Sparkies can follow along as I read on a screen that big. And I know you can all, if I ask your parents, I know you can sit and watch a movie for 2 hours straight with no problems, so I know you can follow along as we read some very important words of the Bible. Right, guys? All right, let's read. Matthew 22:35-40. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let's pray. And then we'll dive in. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is so complicated that we can never learn it all. And yet it's so simple that even a child can understand your truth. Lord, I pray that you would help all of us, no matter our age, to think clearly tonight, to stay focused on your word, and to work really hard at figuring out exactly what you are telling us to do in your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so there's two rules. This should be really, really simple, right, guys? Two simple rules. So, adults, you can play along too. You don't have to. You can if you want to. Kids, let's everybody stand up. Adults, you can stand up if you feel like it. If you're falling asleep, I'll make you do it again later. So everybody stand up. All right, two rules. Okay, we're going to do two things. Everybody looking at me? Who, kids watching? Okay, put your notebooks down. Put your pencils down so you don't stab anybody in this process, please. Okay, we got everybody standing up. I want everybody to take your right hand. Your right hand. And I want you to go like this. Five times. Five. Okay, got it. Simple enough, right? Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want everybody to take your left hand. Put it on your tummy. Everybody got your left hand? We got the rules right? Okay, rub it five times. Okay, everybody understand? Can we all follow instructions? Those are really simple. Now, it gets fun. We're supposed to do two things. God has two real rules for us. We're supposed to do them both at the same time. Let's try it. Ready? Go. Okay, it's not that simple, is it? Actually, it is. Ready? I'll go the other way. Okay, just checking. All right, you may be seated. The point is, even though some things are very, very, very simple, it's not always quite as easy as it seems to do them, is it? I saw some of you guys going like this. Just saying, it's not as simple as it should be. But you know what? If you stop and think about it and you really try, what can you do? You should be able to do it. Because it's not that hard. It isn't that hard. So there's really two rules, and it should be simple, but let's see if you're following God along. God says, on these two commandments hang all the rules. So we talked about this already. Do you think they're important? Yes. What is rule number one? From the scripture we read a minute ago, there's two rules in here. Can somebody tell me what they think number one is, Lindsay?
Love God.
Ah, the first one is love God. From the verse, Matthew 23:37, and also Deuteronomy 6:5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and what? Great commandment. So, this lawyer guy was trying to trick Jesus. Didn't work. Because Jesus is way smarter than he is. He thinks he's pretty smart because he's got a law degree. And he's really studied. And this young Jesus guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And Jesus started quoting the Old Testament. And he started telling him, hey, this is really simple. God says this in the Old Testament. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the one great commandment. This is the very first one. That should be easy, right? It should be easy. Now, I can go around to every adult in the room and ask how hard it is some days to love God. We've all been there. Somebody you love dies. Do you still love God? You lose all of your money for theft or an accident or whatever happens. Do you still love God? What about your favorite pet dies? Do you still love God? We talked about this on Sunday last week, and I think we all did. How does a loving God allow all these bad things to happen? And so if that's the case, why should I love God? Well, that's really quite simple. Because God made us, and God asks us to love him because he loves us. There's a verse in the New Testament that says we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. All right, so What does this mean? Okay. What are we to love God with? The answer's on the screen here, guys, so you got all your words. What are we to love God with? All of your heart, all of your, all of your. So what words go in H, S, and M? Heart, soul, mind. So write those in while we're talking here. We are supposed to love the Lord with all of it. So what does that mean? When you talk about, in that time, talking about the heart, the soul, the mind, the spirit, what that's talking about is every last part of you as a human being. So your mind is what you think with. Your heart is, well, you can take it as your body, right? It's part of your body, it's breathing, it's pumping. Or it could be the picture of the heart is the core of everything. And then your soul is your spiritual side. And it says that we're supposed to love God with all of these when? All the time. Every day. That is exactly right. So is it easy? Yes. Because God would never ask us to do something that He didn't think we could do. Does that mean it's always happy love? No, but God loves us and we love Him all the time. If we're living our life right. And God thinks you can do it. Because if God didn't think you could do it, He wouldn't ask you to do it. Because God loves you and cares about you. And He doesn't want His commandments to be a burden to you and too hard that you can't do it. So He gives you the commands and He knows that you can do it. So whether you're a Sparky or a great grandmother, guess what? You can obey this command to love the Lord your God with all your heart. But you know what? When it says love the Lord thy God, what does that mean? It means who? Your God. So is it possible to love God if He's not your God? Ooh. That's a little harder. It's like somebody else's parents. You don't really love them like you do your parents. Because they're not your parents. So you have to love God because He's your God. So we're going to stop for just a second and I'm going to ask you, do you all know how you make God your God? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what? Thou shalt be saved. So if you are saved and you've trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you believe that He died on the cross for your sins, that He rose again for your sins, and that you are a sinner and you need Him, and you trust in Him, you believe in Him, you call on the name of the Lord to be saved, guess what? Whose God is He now? He's your God. So if He's your God, does that make a difference of whether you can obey Him? It does. All right, so how can we do this? God says, how can you show Him that you love Him? John 14, 15 says, if ye love Me, keep My commandments. There's another spot in 1 John 5, 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Or it means that His commandments aren't too hard, or they don't make us frustrated. So if we love God truly, it will make us able and want to obey Him. So if we love God, we trust Him, we obey Him, we believe in Him, we are a Christian, then God tells us love Him. What are we then able to do? We're able to start loving Him. Why? Because who's inside you? God is in you in the Holy Spirit. So if God is in you, God is love. And if God is love and the Holy Spirit is God and the Holy Spirit's inside you, what does God put in you? That's exactly right. God enables you to love because He is inside you. Does that make a difference? I think it does. So the next question is, on your sheet is, what does this mean? It means with every part of yourself. I skipped that blank. With every part, P-A-R-T, part of yourself, and it's not on the slide. But how do we do this with every part of ourself is what that means. The next line on your handout is, how do we do this? We keep His commandments. Now, I'm going to ask you this, and these aren't that important that you write them down. You can write them some down later. But How do we do this? How do we love him and how do we keep his commandments? Well, what are some of these and how can we do it? First of all, we can obey God's rules. God gives us rules as Christians. Some of them are positive, some of them are negative. One of them that's a positive says, you should be thankful. One of them that's negative says, don't complain. One of them that's positive says, what? God says all kinds of stuff, right? We're not going to go down that because I'm going to run out of time if we go through the whole list. God has lots of rules for us, good and bad. So we can obey God's rules. We can study to show yourself approved, a positive one. Read the Bible. Study God's word. Think about it day and night. What about this? Forsake not the gathering. Come to church. Come to Awana. Spend time with fellow Christians. What's the next one? Rejoice in the Lord always. What about being thankful? What about praying without ceasing? Those are things that Jesus and God have told us to do. So, are those things that we all can do? Are those also things that we can choose to disobey? Sadly, we can all choose to disobey them pretty easily. But we have a choice to make that we're going to choose to obey God, and we're going to do this. And then here's another list. Anybody know what this list is? Ten Commandments, right? God gave us a list in Exodus, and he says, these are the things. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie. And thou shalt not covet. God tells us some good rules that if we live by most of those, you're not going to have problems, are you? That's going to fix, if you just did those things and these things, it's going to fix most of our problems that we create for ourselves in our lives. Did you hear that? Who creates most of the problems in our lives? Most of the time, we do. Because we didn't obey God. Not always, but many times, we do something, we disobey God or our parents or something, and it causes us a problem. Why? Because God knew what was best, and we thought we knew what was best, so we did what we wanted to do, and it didn't go so well. And then we get these things called consequences. Consequences are not fun. Sometimes it's something taken away, sometimes it's punishment, it's a lot of things that consequences can be. But what are the point of consequences? To help us what? To learn and get better. That's exactly right, guys. I heard it from both sides. Consequences are there by design to help us to get better and to not do the wrong again. And then we have, thou shalt have no other gods before me. All these Ten Commandments, we talked about them. Okay, what's the second rule? What's the second rule? You didn't raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. Abigail. Love others. Second rule. Love others. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is your neighbor? Lindsay. Everybody around us is our neighbor. God put us on this planet. God put other people on this planet. If God put us both on this planet and told us to live on this planet, whose block is it? It's God's block. And if he puts somebody else on our block, who are they? They're our neighbor. And if they're our neighbor, what does God say we're supposed to do? As, how are we supposed to love them? We don't know, none of us have a problem loving ourselves too much, do we? Have to be careful because it's pretty easy to be selfish and love ourselves more than others. That's the opposite of this, right? Being selfish is caring about me more than I care about you. God says, don't do that. God says, love others. Love others. So let's look at some verses. A new commandment I give unto you. That you notice this, though? This is Jesus in the New Testament saying, this is a new commandment. The old one, there's old commandments. But this is the new one. A lot of the rules in the Old Testament aren't rules anymore, right? There's rules in the Old Testament that we don't have to follow anymore, thankfully. There's some good rules, but there are also other rules that God had. And God says, no, not those anymore. This is the new commandment, that you love. Oh, let's read it, actually, what it says. A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another, as I have loved who? You. That ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So what this is saying is, if you love God, a disciple is somebody who follows God. If you love God, what does that say, Lindsay? We ought also what? To love one another. So, the Bible says that we will know, and everybody else will know, whether you love God or not, by how well you love others. If you are a mean, spiteful, angry, vengeful, miserable person to be around, you know what I can tell you almost 100%? You don't love God very much. If you are disobedient, if you have a bad attitude, if you hate everybody around you, if your mom and dad have to ask you 9 times to do one thing, you know what I can tell you? You don't love God very much. Because the Bible says we can tell if you love God by whether you love others. So let me ask you this. Are you loving others very well? Because that's important. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? Because God is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love who? One another. So, there's a lot in that verse. But it says, if you don't love, you don't know God. Adults, is that a gut check? What about this? God is love. And if God loves us, what are we supposed to do to others? And we say, but that person isn't very lovable. Neither are you when God loves you. Ooh. We need to think about that kind of stuff before we say that mean, hateful thing to somebody else. Before we choose not to obey our parents, showing them that we don't really love them because we're not willing to do what they ask us to do. Or we're showing God that we don't love Him because why? Because God says, children, what?
Obey your parents in the Lord.
Thank you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And if you don't do that, you're wrong. And if you're wrong, well, you're disobeying God. If you're disobeying God, do you really love God? You might say you do, but if you say you love Him and you don't act like it, do you really love God? Okay. That's a scary, scary reality. Okay, so how do we show that we love others? You got a long list here. You don't have to write them all down. If you can write fast, you can write them all down. How do we show? These are just a few, and we could go with a verse for every one of these. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. That covers about half of these. Right? Speak kindly to others. Let every word. There's lots of verses that talk about that, right? How about obeying authority? In Romans, it talks about police officers and governors and Caesar and paying taxes and all that fun adult stuff that we have to do every day. That's loving others, because it's showing God's love because we're obedient. It's not easy. You ever have one of those years where you finish your taxes? I'm going to talk over the top of the kids for a second here. You ever have one of those years where you finish your taxes and go, wow, my government really loves me? And you have a few choice thoughts, and I am constantly jabbed instantly. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and what is God is God's. Okay, Lord, I got it. I got it. You know, I usually find that if I pay what I owe the first year with a good attitude, the next year goes a little better for me. If I have a rotten attitude, you know what happens the next year? I get reminded again how much I'm really not happy about obeying God and His authority that He's put over me. So kids, let me ask you this. Do you obey teachers? Do you obey Sunday school teachers? Do you obey Awana leaders? Do you obey adults in the church when they say, don't run? Do you obey big sisters? Do you obey babysitters? Do you obey the people that God puts in authority in your life? How about this? Do you obey your parents? Do you show compassion? Are you respectful? Bible talks about being rebellious. Respectful is kind of the opposite of rebellious. Do you do those things? Because if we're loving others, we do those things. And it's not hard for us. Remember God said, and these commandments are not grievous for you. They're not hard for you. They're not difficult for you. If you really, really, really struggle with any of these things, you know what you need to ask yourself first? What's rule number one? Love God. Do I love God? So I want everybody right now, out loud, all of you, ask yourself the question out loud. Ready? Do I love God? Do you? Good. Now the next question is, do I love others and does it prove that I love God? Okay, why are these two rules so important? We're almost done. Why are these two rules so important? Because the Bible says that on these two rules or commandments hang all of the law and all of the prophets. So everything that the Bible says in the Old Testament and all the rules in the New revolve around these two things. How well are you loving God and how well are you loving others? Everything revolves around those two things. And if God is love, and He loves us, so we're supposed to love others, and we aren't doing either one of those things, we're not obeying. And that is not a good thing. So, Matthew 22:40 says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. All law and all prophets is your blank on the second page, guys. If you aren't there yet, that's what the answers are. And then 1 Corinthians 13, some of you have probably memorized the entire chapter 1 Corinthians 13 talking about love, right? Love is not. Love is not. And all these things, but it ends up saying basically that without love, you're nothing. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter how wonderful you are. If you don't love God and you don't love others, you are nothing in life. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 really tells you. On the other hand, it tells you that love is the greatest of all things. So if you get that, you got it. Because you're showing that God is in you and you're showing His love. So we need to make sure that we're following what God's Word says. Now, let's go to the bottom. So what? So what? Here's a couple questions for you. And there are fill in the blanks if it helps you. And I would tell you guys, this is your sheet. Nobody else has to see this. So be honest with yourself. Remember that Ten Commandments that says don't lie? Well, one of the worst things you can do is lie to yourself. So, look at these questions and answer these questions. And if you say no or sometimes, that's okay. It's okay to answer the questions. But what that means is we figured out something that we have to work on. So let's look at this. Are you loving God every day? And to be very honest with you, mine is sometimes. I have to work on that. There's a lot of stuff that happens that I kind of let God fall into the background as I get busy with everything else I got going on. And shame on me. My attitude doesn't show that I love God. It's not okay, but I need to work on that. So it's okay to say sometimes, but the question is, if you say sometimes, what are you going to do about it? Say that louder. That's the right answer. Identify the problem and fix it. That's what we want to hear. Now the next question, are you loving others every day? Sometimes. Yeah, I think we can all say that because there's a lot of very unlovable people that God loves very much. And if God loves them very much, what am I supposed to do? Show them the love of Jesus every day. You know, I've told you guys, I have about 200 people who work for me. Some of them aren't very lovable. Some of them are downright ornery. But you know what my job is as a Christian in the workplace and a Christian as their boss? You know what my job is? To show them God's love. Doesn't mean that they don't get in trouble for doing things wrong. It means that I have to approach them and talk to them in a loving way, like God would talk to me. Now, God can be pretty harsh sometimes, but he's always loving. So, something to think about. How about this? How do we show, this is a real question. Now, you have to write the answer down. How do we show that we love God? Simply by obeying his rules. Keeping his commandments. Obeying his rules. Is that the right answer? So the next question is, are you doing that every day? Are you obeying these two rules, loving God and loving others? Yes? No? Sometimes. So the next question and the last question we have is, what areas can you do better in? And you know what? Me, this is me, the one who's up here teaching you this. I have a lot that I can do better at. Every day, I have to guard my tongue in what I say because I need to make sure it's loving and kind. I need to guard my thoughts every day because God told me to keep my thoughts pure. And if I obey God and I love him, what do I want to do? Guard my mind, which means I try and keep the garbage out. It means I'm careful what I watch on TV. I'm careful what I listen to on the radio. And you know what? When I'm driving down the road in my car, I can choose to listen to whatever I want to. Well, I can. It's my car and it's my radio. But does that mean that I'm obeying God if I listen to whatever I want to listen to? So, you know what, kids? When your parents say, don't watch that, don't listen to that, there's a reason. As an adult, I have to say, hey, Steve, don't watch that. Hey, Steve, don't listen to that. Hey, that person has a bad attitude. Don't hang around them. Don't get sucked into that. It's easy. I have to work on that. That's what I have to work on. I love helping others. I love helping others. Part of helping others is loving others, isn't it? If you love other people, what do you want to do? You put your needs aside and help other people. That's things we want to do, right? So is that a good thing? Yes. But when God says, help that person, and I just drive right by. Back to rule one. Did I obey? I think everybody will tell you, everybody here can tell you, you've felt the Spirit of God tell you, whether it's a kid helping somebody else or mom and dad, something inside you just says, I need to help that person. You don't know why, but God says, I need you to help them. So you do. And you walk away going, wow, I feel really good. I shared God's love with somebody. I didn't get to tell them about Jesus. I didn't tell them anything, but I helped them. I saw a video this week of a little old lady standing by the road trying to figure out what to do. She couldn't get across. There was a crosswalk, so everybody's supposed to stop, but nobody stopped. And you know what? This guy on a motorcycle slows way down, parks right in the middle of the road, got off of his motorcycle and walked over to her, put his arm out, took this little lady and walked her across the street. He glared at the cars that were coming over there. And they stopped, and he walked across the street, told her have a good day, and he walked back across the street again, jumped on his motorcycle, and off he went. What did he do? He helped. God gave him an opportunity to show God's love to somebody else. Now, I don't know if he was a Christian or not. I have no idea, but I can tell you one thing. He showed love and kindness. He showed love and kindness. That's pretty good. That's a good start. So I'm going to ask you, how can you do better? Well, I'm going to tell you, I would start looking at these things for how you treat others. Being kind, forgiving, sharing, speaking nicely, obeying your authority, obeying your parents, being compassionate, being respectful, and there's probably a whole bunch more. But those are the positive ones. You notice there's not a single don't on that list? So the last line is the most important thing we can hear tonight. And I think you all have it memorized. And if you can do this, guys, these two simple rules. If you can do these two simple rules, love God and love others, you know what's going to happen in your life? You're going to be obedient to God. And we know that all things work together for good. What? Somebody finish it? Andy, you want to finish it? I can see it. Mickey, you got it? All things work together for good for what? Okay, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So if you love God, God says that all things in your life will turn out for good. Does that mean it's always easy? No. Does that mean it's always simple? No. But it's always good. Because God said that. So I'm going to tell you four words. The four most important words. Because God says this is the most important thing. Love God. Love others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and thank you for the fact that it's not simple, but it's very simple at the same time. Lord, thank you that it's so plain for us to see what we're supposed to do with our lives. I just pray that you would help us to obey. Help us to look at these areas of our lives and ask ourselves, when we're doing something, is this showing that I'm loving God? Or is this showing that I'm loving others? Or is this showing that I'm loving myself? Lord, help us all in this area to love you more and to show others your love so they can come to know you as their Savior too. In Jesus' name, amen.